The following shiur has been presented by Rav David Markin, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. Maseches Bava Metzia has been graciously dedicated by Michael and Mindy Ashley in loving memory of Pearl Sarah Bas Nosson Ashley. May the Torah studied be a merit for her neshama.
To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Before we come to the Sugis HaGemara, I want to start off with a maise. It was someone that had two tickets to an event, and the face value of the tickets was, let's say, $50. And I guess it was a sold-out event. And there's someone, you know, the people were willing to pay $100, $150 for those tickets. Now, the person that had the tickets, they were tickets that did not belong to him. They were tickets that belonged to somebody else. And either he told somebody or someone else noticed it, but they offered this person, for the $50 tickets, they offered him $150. And he took out the tickets. He didn't inform them that the tickets didn't belong to him. And he sold it for $150. He then went back to the owner of the tickets. And it seemed that the owner was not planning on using them attending the event. And he offered to buy those tickets for $75, $80. And the person agreed, and he sold him those tickets. Subsequently, he realized that the tickets was now able, he was now able to sell these tickets for $300. So the face value, let's say, was 50. He bought them from the original owner for 75, but he had previously sold them for 150. And now he realized that he could sell them for 300, so he wanted to get back those tickets. And his taina was, very simple taina, that at the time he sold them, at the time this person that was holding on to the tickets sold them to these buyers, they weren't his, they didn't belong to him, and the mekach, the sale, was not a sale, so therefore the tickets belonged to him, and now he could sell them, he could do it as he pleases. So this shayla of the sugi really is over here in Gemara Daf Tezayin. There's a very dika sugi. The Gemara says a halacha that if somebody sells something, karka gezula, he sold stolen property. He claimed that this karka was his. He went ahead and he sold them to Reuven, sold to Shimon, karka gezula. And he then goes ahead and goes to the real owner, the person that he stole the karka from, and he buys the karka from that owner. So the Gemara says a halacha that ma mochel erishim l'sheni kol zchus shetov liyodai, that we say that this person that first sold it when it was gezula and then went ahead and he bought it, his kavone, das, intention was to buy it for the person that he originally sold it to. And therefore the karka is memele nikne to the person that he sold it to even when it was still gezula, even before he actually owned it and was able to sell it. And the Gemara discusses the reason why when they cry gazlin, nichle dileke bemnuse, why we say that he bought it with the das to sell it or to keep the sale that he originally made before when it was still gezula. Now, in the pshat in the Gemara, that there's a truest Nedi Behuda, that the Shaila wanted proof from this Gemara, the halacha, that even though we know another machadav shel b'la'ilam, you cannot sell something which is not b'la'ilam, which doesn't exist yet, or you cannot sell something which is not yours at the time of the hakna. But if the svich is das, let's say in this Gemara, be because the leleki b'mnusay, the leni kraya gazan, the svich is das, that he wants to sell it to you, then afilo davar shavlaim v'nakech kibichal. And the Yevida says that 100% that's not the pshat in the Gemara. 100% that's not the pshat in the Gemara. He says that avada, the pshat of the Gemara is that later on when you're kainit, so we say that you've been kainit, you're making a schia for the person you sold it to previously. Because of either the lender cry gazan, or because of nicha doleke bemnusei, later on when you're zeichen it, you're being zeichen in a oifin, but later on you're being kainit, you're being kainit in a oifin that's a schia for the person that you sold it to. Just the Gemara that later on that brings the sugya of davar shel b'la'ilam, the Gemara says, the chilek of samche daite, loy samche daite, mashiyish me'abba, what he's going to yash, and the Yevida says that the Gemara is only referring to this point, that every davar shel b'la'ilam, when it comes b'la'ilam, why don't we say he's selling to him then? Why don't we say it's kavonet to b'zeichet for him then? So that he says, that since there was no smichas das, so there's no umdana, there's no reason to neman that he's been zeichem. But in our Gemara, avada, at the time he made the mekach, it wasn't a mekach. But later on, when he's zeichem in it, so we say that he wants to be zeichem for the person that he sold it to, even though at the time that he sold it, it wasn't a mekach klal. And that's the Gemara, it's a umdana, chazoke, that his schi later on is a schi for this person. Now, in the Shulchan Aruch, it brings, first Rabbi Kivega says, Kivega is mitzayanet, a tshuvas tashbats, it says that the halach of this Gemara is not only by karka, it's by metalton also. So it won't be a chilik whether the thing that was stolen, that was gazula, is karka, they were able to make on his karka, but the thing that's stolen is metaltlin. Both are going to have the same halach of this Gemara, that if you go ahead and you buy it, that we neman that you're buying it ba'ifin the ibn zeichet for the person that you sold it to. Now, in the Shulchanach, it brings down 2 days, right, which is really machlokes halulim shat in the Gemara, Rashi. Right, the Gemara says that if you you don't want to maimed this thing in the hands of the lekeach, then it's when it's coming back to the lekeach. And the Ramah says in Yesh Cholkin that once you bought it, if you sold it, or if you gave it matana, then avada right away, as soon as you buy it, it's automatically right away niknat in. And therefore, even if later on you show that you don't want to, you say that you have no intention to sell it to the person that you previously sold it to, you don't want it to get it, afal pi kein stol neskai, which is that's how the Ramah paskens. So chayre, in this case of the tickets, right, chayre had the same shaila. Unless that, if you say that once he buys it, there's a umdina, there's a chazake, that his das is to buy it, ba'ifin that's going to be a schi for the next person, ba'ifin is going to be a schi for the next person. So now when he went ahead, he went to the real owner, and he bought these tickets from the real owner. So we say that now the person that has the tickets, even though right now Shlechayu is Shulay Kedin, at the time he was holding the tickets because he bought stolen property, which is not a Mekach. But now that the Moichi, the one that sold it to him, went ahead to the owner and acquired those tickets, Kedin, his das is to be Zoiche for the person holding these tickets. And the Mele, it's a Skyim the Mekach. Lashen came, if you hold like the day in the Mechaber, that Gila Daita helps. So therefore, which means if you say even afterwards that your intention was not to Yenish B'Zeichir, so could be over also, it depends, could be if at the time that he bought it, he somehow showed that his intention was that Taka was buying it for the other person. He was buying it to keep the Mekach as he originally made. So then could be once Avada was chal already. Avada you can't change afterwards, but if it was never Megala that das, could be he could say that Hitaka never intended to buy it for that person. To buy it to keep the Mekach that he made Shalakadin. Now there's another twist could be over here in this case. But before I get into it, I just want to explain that this that we said from the Neidi Bihuda, that the whole Mekach to the person that you originally sold it to only takes place now when you're buying it from the real owner and you're making a new Schia, that Mahalach is now the Rashba and other Rishayim of Furshlu in the Gemara. But the Taisvis, and Taisus it would seem that Taisus Taka learns that there is an Indian over here of Adam Bechadav Shalei B'Layla, that at the time that he sold it originally, it's as if he spoke out that this field that I'm selling to you now, when I buy it or if I buy it from the real owner, then the Kinyan should be Chalben. That is what I'm making the Kinyan on. Which means the Kinyan is really the original Kinyan that he's making, but he's making the Kinyan for when he buys the field from the original owner. And the issue, you know, the Behudas Kashu, the Chayitri, Pavan Dover Shalom Belaylam, and the Acharin discussed this issue in Taisus, but Taisus seems to learn that Thananuschi, which takes place later when he actually buys it from the nigza, from the real owner, and then he's then being maknet to the rich, to the person that he first sold it to when it was stolen. But the original kinyan that he made at the time, that the kohen made at the time when he was selling when it was still stolen, that original kinyan helps for the she'ekechena when he goes ahead and buys it, and when he buys it from the original buyer, when it becomes his, he's kohen it. And then, with that original kinyan, he was marked at the Lo B'Layla, the thing that he will eventually acquire when it comes into his rishos. That's what Taisus seems to learn. Now, with these two havanas, it could come out in this case a big nafkamina. Because we know that midaraisa Mois is not kinyan. Midaraisa Mois is not kinyan. We know that Midrabanan Mois is not Koine. Right? The Chazam made a Takone, Shamis Vichtecha Baaliyah, that when you give money, there's Mishapara, which means that if you're Chayzer, you get a Mishapara, but Midrashi, there's no Kinyan. Midrabanan is Mavatu the Kinyan. Midrashi, it's a Machloikis, a Mois Koine, so Midrabanan is Mavatu the Kinyan. So now, in this case, normally, let's say we'd buy tickets. You pay the money, they give you the ticket, right? They give you the ticket, so you cut in the ticket. And they had bought the ticket. But over here, the ticket's already biyad acherim. Right? This, at the person that owned the tickets, he got money. L'chayr, his das was to be makhted the tickets to the other person. But the other person didn't have the person that was buying it never didn't have the ticket in his hand then. He didn't. They were not in his possession. He had already given them over to the person that he made up to sell it to. So what was his kinyan on these tickets? Kesef, but he's not kinyan. He made no other kinyan on these tickets. He didn't make a chalipin. He didn't make a kinyan suda on the tickets. So if he didn't make a kinyan on the tickets, really, they still belong to the first person. They still belong to the first person. And min hadin, really, the first person could be chayzer. So how can you say there was a schiyah for the person to mekayim the original mekach, to mekayim the mekach that was v'gezele? He himself never really owns it yet. When he takes the tickets back now from the person that he sold them to, and he'll make akbar on them, then he'll be kind of those tickets. And now the chazara was before. He made the actual kinyan. So l'chayri, you could say in this case that if you about, you know, this has to be said. The Tashbit says that metalton has the same din is only if l'maisi he made a kinyan hamoil on the metalton, which means that he made a kinyan that titaka was koinet, and that's chiyu. You say that's chiyu is for the person that he sold it to. But if you didn't make a kinyan yet, even though you have an agreement with the first person, and it's even a Misha Parah, but you can't say there was a Schiyah for the person that you sold it to, because you were never Zeichin yourself, you never made a Kinyan, and a Kinyan that could be Eifel from Schiyah. Unless you'll say that now when he's acting and he's trying to buy it, when he's trying to buy it from the first person, that if he's acting b'shlichus of the person that he sold it to, and the person that he sold it to, when there's a das makta that the person wants to be makta to them, when there's a das makta that the original owner wants to be makta it, they also can make the kinyan. Because there's an umdina that this person is really an agent. When he's coming to buy it, he's not buying it for himself, right? He's really an agent for the people that he sold it to. He's really an agent for the people that he sold it to. So therefore, if he's just an agent for the people that he sold it to, they could also make a kinyan. The question is, maybe they have to know, when was their ma'aseh kinyan? You could say maybe the kinyan should be kinyan yad, shlemidayti, kinyan chotzer. But maybe you don't need that this person, now he's considered just a minhag, he's like a shliach. That he's just making sure that the first person is willing to makne it, and the first person is willing to makne it, now they themselves could be zeichet. So l'chayr would be a shtak esofik. Do we say that you need this chiyah, that this person that sold it to them, he is the one that has to make the kinyan, he has to actually be kinyan and be mezakeh to them, or the fact that he's like a shliach, like a sirser, he's an agent. Since he sold it to them, so now we say that he's an agent working for them. We say like he's an agent working for them, that they should be able to be kind. You have to know the din, if the chatzer will be kind in shlamidaitai, ba'odim nechzagev, k'savas shen shaloi, when you have something you think it's yours, then you don't say chatzer, kind in shlamidaitai. It might be a difference. There's a das makna. If we're going to use the das of the original owner that he's trying to be makna to you, then maybe it will work. It's a shtarka shayla. But this is only if going to go according to the Yehuda, the Rashba, that the mekach or the kinyan that's taking place between the person that was sold to originally Big Zayla, and the original and the real owner is happening right now. That the middleman that sold it Big Zayla and is now buying it from the original Bailim, he's buying it for the person that he sold it to. Exactly how that's going to work, that's also a discussion in the Rishonim. But if you learn, like Tosis seems to say, that he's really buying it for himself now. Just he was makne 2 weeks ago, or he was makne before, this chafis that he's buying for himself, he was makne Lishe Ekechena, from when he will get it, he was Makkah the Dover Shal Balaylam, which means that originally when he sold it to the, when he was a Gazan and he sold it to the Lekeach, he's being Makna the Karka or the Metaltun, that if I buy it in 2 weeks from now, now I'm making the Kinyan. So there, it first has to become his. If it doesn't become his, then he cannot sell it. You cannot sell something which is not yours. It'll be the same problem. It was never his. So there's no way that it could work unless he makes a real Kinyan on the Chayfetz and actually becomes his. Then you could say that the Kinyan, the Hakna that he made from before, should work on the Chayfetz which now came into his Rishos. But if it never comes into his Rishos, that Kinyan cannot work. But if you learn like the Rashi, the Nedivi Yehuda, that right now there's a Schia for that Lekeach, so then we can ish this topic if it could work b'chai gavna.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.